And we are joined in the studio this morning by our friend and recent college graduate, Joe Gallo. Good morning.
Thank you for having me back, Rick.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
How are you adjusting to not getting up for clinicals and all that kind of stuff?
I got to say, it's a change of pace. It really hasn't quite hit me yet that I'm done with school. I think it'll hit me come mid-September when I look at my alarm clock and I say, oh, I'm late for class. And then I'll say, oh, no, I don't have class anymore. But yeah, I've got NCLEX coming up to pass my boards for nursing, and I'm hoping to take that around the July ballpark.
Okay. And you've probably found something to keep you busy in between.
Yeah, between the three shows I have going this summer and my caregiver job, yeah, I've got plenty going on.
Now you have a show coming up, in fact, that runs this weekend.
That's right. The first up on our docket is a concert production of Sideshow, where I play Buddy Foster. So the show is going on at Sunset Playhouse, which is a not-for-profit community theater organization, which was incorporated in the mid-50s, 1954, actually. And it was the first theater in the state of Wisconsin to be built entirely by a community theater group.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And the theater is in
Elm Grove.
Elm Grove. Okay. Elm Grove. And they've got a pretty ambitious little season here.
Yeah. So their 2018-19 season is rounding out with a play called Leading Ladies. And then their summer musical is the big splashy Broadway musical Hairspray. And then their 19-20 season is starting up with Mamma Mia.
Uh-huh. Yes, indeed. All right. And this is a concert production as opposed to a full-blown theatrical production. So I'm guessing not as much time rehearsing, so on and so forth.
That's right. So with a concert production, what typically happens is it's done in a shorter rehearsal span of, say, 9-12 rehearsals. It's done with some blocking, with black binders in hand, and minimal costumes.
So a little different style of presentation, but allows you to get to it.
That's correct. It really emphasizes the music, the text, and the concept of storytelling is what I really like about concert productions. And this is the first time that I'll be working with Sunset Playhouse, and the production is directed by Rebecca Spice with musical direction by Paula Foley-Tillen, who is actually a former musical director of mine when I was in high school. She was our director for The Dudes of Earl, which was a doo-wop group for me and about 10 other guys.
Okay.
That was a lot of fun.
I've got some DVDs of concert productions. One, I believe, is that I have, I think, is Les Mis. I think I have another one of Sweeney Todd.
That is correct. Yeah, they've definitely been coming into vogue over the past 20, 25 years.
So let's talk about Sideshow.
Sideshow.
What's it about?
All right. So Sideshow is a musical adaptation based on the lives of Daisy and Violet Hilton, who were conjoined twins who became famous stage performers in the 1930s, back in the big, splashy vaudeville days. And so their careers started with a sideshow act, which is a group of anomalies and freaks who are led by kind of a ringleader. And they go from town to town, and they pick up their tent. But they started there, and then they went to vaudeville, and then they actually had a small film career.
And I think, well, P.T. Barnum obviously famously had a sideshow.
That's right.
And there were a number of them that made their way around the U.S. at that time. A fair number of them being pure hokum.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. It's funny you mentioned P.T. Barnum, because my mom actually asked me, so what is the show like? What's it about? And I said, well, it's kind of like taking The Greatest Showman, Wicked, and Chicago, and then putting them together for one production.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So talk about your character, Buddy.
Buddy, what a guy. Okay, so the character of Buddy is a song and dance man. He's looking for his big break, and he wants to become a performer as opposed to coaching others in the show business. So there's a character called Terry Connor, who's the agent, shall we say, of Daisy and Violet Hilton, and his go-to guy is Buddy. And Buddy is his choreographer, vocal coach, musical director. So he's kind of the first base coach as opposed to the starting pitcher, and he really wants to be the starting pitcher.
Gotcha. Okay. And there's a love story.
This is true. So my love interest in the story is the twin of Violet, and Terry's love interest is Daisy. And it's interesting because they're both attracted to each other, I think, because of their personalities, where there's a song called it's Everyone Else, where Violet wants a more earnest, humble life, and I think Buddy presents himself in a more earnest, honest way, and then Daisy wants stardom. She wants the lights. She wants the applause, and I think Terry has a far more cunning and savvy way of making things happen.
Okay. All right. We should mention that the characters of the twins are played by two actresses.
That's right. So they are two actresses who are... This is interesting. It's staged in a way that they stand together with their innermost arms intertwined so that they walk in tandem and kind of move in tandem.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right. And not to give too much away, but what happens in the romantic part? Is that the main drive of the story, the romance, or is there other stuff going on?
The main drive of the story, I would say, is the aspect of show business of how someone can start in such a humdrum, low venue and rise to the top and then fall back to the bottom again.
Okay.
It's rough.
It's one of those stories.
It's one of those stories. Yes, yes, it is.
All right. And is there a happy ending?
You'll have to come and see.
Uh-huh. And we should mention performances are...
Okay, so the show runs for one weekend only, May 30th, 31st, June 1st at 8 p.m., and June 2nd at 3 p.m. It is a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 p.m., with the Sunday performance at 3 p.m., general admission for tickets, $18. Doors open a half an hour before the performance. And this is a concert version performed in the Marla Eichman Studio Theater. And then we encourage online ticket purchase on the Sunset Playhouse website to reduce the wait time.
And again, Sunset Playhouse is in Elm Grove?
Elm Grove.
And your first time working with them?
It's my debut production with them.
Sounds like fun.
It's a blast.
And so catch Sideshow this weekend. And then... you'll finish a short run here for this,
mm-hmm.
And then you're going to kind of become immersed in the islands.
Yes, yeah. So I close this, and then I go right into the read-through on Monday for South Pacific as Lieutenant Cable.
And South Pacific performance dates are in July.
That's right. They are July 19, 2021, and then 26, 27, 28 in July.
And that will be at?
The high school.
At the high school.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then anything lined up for fall?
In the fall. We'll have to see where life takes me.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're mysterious today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gotta keep him guessing.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Anything that we missed, Joe?
No. Good to go.
All right. Again, our friend Joe Gallo joining us this morning for a community conversation. Sideshow coming up. Boy, starting tomorrow, right?
Yeah, this is our final dress.
So you're ready doing that. Are you doing that today? Because I see you're dressed for it.
Yeah, you see me here in my white shirt, my black pants, and my red suspenders. Yeah, I'm so excited for this. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Sounds like fun. And again, if people want to find out more, I'm guessing they have a website.
That's right.
And so they can just go to Sunset Playhouse and go from there. All right. Thank you so much for coming in. Always good to see you.
Thank you, Rick.
And I'm sure we will see you before South Pacific.
You can bet on it.
I am sure of it. So, all right.